Ukemi Audiobooks presents an unabridged recording of An Introduction to Zen Buddhism by D.T. Suzuki, narrated by David Rintoul for Dharma Audiobooks. Chapter 1, Preliminary. Buddhism, in its course of development, has completed a form which distinguishes itself from its original type, so greatly indeed, that we are justified in emphasizing its historical division into two schools, Hinayana and Mahayana, or the lesser vehicle and the greater vehicle of salvation. As a matter of fact, the Mahayana, with all its varied formulae, is no more than a developed form of Buddhism and traces back its final authority to its Indian founder, the great Buddha Shakyamuni. When this developed form of the Mahayana was introduced into China and then into Japan, it achieved further development in these countries. This achievement was no doubt due to the Chinese and Japanese Buddhist leaders who knew how to apply the principles of their faith to the ever-varying conditions of life and to the religious needs of the people. And this elaboration and adaptation on their part has still further widened the gap that has already been in existence between the Mahayana and its type. To be accurate, the fundamental ideas of the Mahayana are expounded in the Prajnaparamita group of Buddhist literature, the earliest of which must have appeared at the latest within 300 years of the Buddha's death. The germs are no doubt in the writings belonging to Buddhism. Only their development, that is, a conscious grasp of them as most essential in the teachings of the founder, could not be effected without his followers actually living the teachings for some time through the variously changing conditions of life. Thus, enriched in experience and matured in reflection, the Indian Buddhists came to have the Mahayana form of Buddhism as distinguished from its primitive or original form. In India, two Mahayana schools are known, the Madhyamaka of Nagarjuna and the Vinyaptimatra or Yogacara of Asanga and Vasubandhu. In China, more schools developed, the Tendai, Tiantai, the Kegon, Avatamsaka, the Jodo, Chingtu, the Zen, Chan, etc. In Japan, we have besides these, the Hokke, the Shingon, the Shin, the Ji, etc. All these schools or sects belong to the Mahayana wing of Buddhism. End of footnote. At present, the Mahayana form may be said not to display, superficially at least, those features most conspicuously characteristic of original.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?